Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything.
Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at him at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were going to fight for that. We had an explosion and we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of Bin Laden
marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
All right, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, broadcast in Greensboro, North Carolina. 6.05 p.m. on the East Coast. You know, a lot of people get confused with the time zones. Look, there's East. You've got Central, Mountain, and Pacific time. I've got listeners over in England. I don't know what the hell time zone they're on, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's in the middle of the night, but thank you for listening. My friend there from England, we had her on the show about a month ago, Christina England, and my friend from Germany, they are dedicated listeners. I got to admit, they're way across the other side of the world, and they're able to understand what has happened, and they're still here tonight on a special broadcast because this is not my normal night. Last night, Blog Talk Radio was shut down. Not my show, but everyone's show across the world. And that's thousands of shows. There's a lot of internet shows out there. Some popular, some not. Some people are idiots. Some have, you know, I can't call them idiots. I mean, they have the right to their own show, but they talk nonsense. I've had it out with a few of them. You know, you got one guy there, he calls himself John the Baptist. I mean, who, you know, if you want to listen to him, go right ahead, but he's not John the Baptist, okay? But, you know, you get these people, and they have a right, and everybody was shut down. That's my point. So it really screwed things up for me because I had invited a lot of people onto the program, and that's going to be their excuse now for not showing up tonight. A lot of liberal-minded people who I've been arguing with, and I know I posed the question there last night about the Black Lives movement there, Black Lives Matter movement on Twitter and Facebook, and there was a couple of people posting comments last night working against me, telling me I didn't, you know, as a typical liberal does, once you present the facts, they'll either try to counter those facts, which most times they do not. And what they do is they start calling you names, you know, or they'll change their subject to something else real quickly. And they'll do it in a sarcastic way. You ever notice that about a liberal? A liberal-minded person, what they'll do is, if you have them backed into a corner, one-on-one, okay, they'll change the subject and they'll start calling you names. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, you're an extremist. What about Hillary? Well, you know, whatever. They'll change the subject. Okay? Watch that. Notice that. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. That's what they do. Now, if you have 20 liberals and there's two of you, I'm not a conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Republican and Democrat are both the same. They're the same side of the same coin, okay? Two sides of the same coin, all right? There's no such thing as Democrat and Republican. Only you believe that because that's what they told you. They all eat dinner together. They all make the same deals. They all make the same amount of money, and they're all screwing you every day, okay? There's no such thing. Try to label me as a Republican. Uh-uh. All right? But those of you out there, like I said, the liberals, they want to attack me on Facebook and Twitter and through emails and even on this show at times. And I'm trying to make a point that it's logical and it's actually self-evident what I'm telling you is true. If you're a liberal, you'll deny it. But if you are not and you're open-minded like I am, you'll see what I'm saying is so true. So true. That's what they do. Now, again, if there's two of us who believe one way and the liberals are out there with their agenda, their Bernies and their Hillarys, and they believe college, school should be paid for, health care should be free, everything should be free, and the government should take care of us from the day we're born to the day we die, everything, and the rich people, the people who built their businesses, they're the evil people of the world, and they're no good. So if you want to start out as a business person and you successfully grow and you become rich, you become evil, according to, you know, Bernie supporters and Hillary supporters, right? I mean, that's what they say. I mean, yes, there is a rich elite power group out there, but that's not rich. So, listen, they're not Bill Gates. They're not Oprah Winfrey. I'm talking about when I address the rich, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, the Rockefellers, all right, the Carnegies, all right, the Warburgs, okay? Look them up. Those aren't rich people. Those are the owners of the banks. They're the ones that invented money. They're the ones that invented the money you must barter with today. All right? Don't have money. They don't need it. Okay? They're far advanced, way farther than you will ever even imagine. They don't use money. Everything's digits to them. And I know I'm going off and getting away from subject here, but I'm just trying to lay down some sort of platform here that we could talk about tonight. And if you want to call in, I'll welcome any caller that wants to call in. Okay, the phone number, okay, is 657-383-0616, and you can join the program tonight. And again, my main topic that I originally asked from last night was, is the Black Lives Matter movement a terrorist organization? Well, according to the government, we're all terrorists. However, I do not believe the Black Lives Matter organization is an organization that supports the Constitution. I believe they have an agenda, and I believe that there are good people in that organization that believe a certain way, but that is not the foundation of that organization or group. That group is founded by George Soros. George Soros is a New World Order propaganda scumbag, eugenics promoting dirtbag, a murderer. His money has funded many, many wars. And let me tell you something, if you take money from him, you're guilty. All right? It's like if Adolf Hitler was around today and he said, Joe, I want you to build your business and I'm going to fund it, but you've got to kill all Jews. You know, I would be a scumbag like Hitler, right? People say, who cares where the money comes from? So what? No. He just doesn't give the money to Black Lives Matter. So I heard that comment on social media yesterday, too. Who cares where the money comes from? So what? No. He just doesn't give Black Lives money. All right? He just doesn't just give his money to them. There's a string attached to it someplace. You're going to have to do something. All right? Money is the root of all evil, and there's a root to the cause and problem. And, you know, I wish the people that I had last night were able to call in tonight. And I'm just going to go to the chat room and see what, because I got a few in the chat room, a few people. I got actually more, I only got like six callers tonight. So, cause like I said, it's an off night. But I got about nine in the chat room. I see eight in the chat room now. Sue, where's Sue tonight? Well, Sue didn't know to call in tonight. I didn't contact her. She was ready for last night, and I'm sorry about that. I wish Sue would call in and tell us about, you know, that was going to be last night was going to be a really, really powerful program. We had so many people lined up, and Blog Talk effed it up, you know? I'm disgusted. But let's see, what are the comments? BLM was formed by lesbians and feminists. Well, I don't know if Black Lives Matter was formed by BLM or a feminist. I'm not sure. I don't know. I maybe you know something I don't. I know George Soros funds Black Lives Matter. Let me see what else we got. Well, it's only like a couple people here chatting in the chat room here, I see, but I got a number of guests. So I'll come back to the chat room. Let's see here. You guys are making some interesting points. I hope you talk amongst yourself in the chat room. And like I said, I'd like to hear. I wish people would call in live on the phone line, because now I've got about 15, 17, 20 now. It seems like they all connect at once. Not people that want to speak, but people listening, which is fine. If you just want to listen, that's okay. But the number to call if you want to talk to me or voice your opinion or comment, the number is 657-383-0616. And after you're connected, you must press the number 1 one time, and you will be connected to me. Okay? So don't be shy. Don't yell at me on Facebook. And then don't call into my radio show. All right? I can't stand that. I don't like trolls that are out there on Twitter and Facebook saying, blah, 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 talking smack, and then I tell them, I want to hear your voice, let's have a conversation in front of a lot of different people, and then they don't call in, or they say they will, and they don't. I don't like that. But I'd like to hear from some of my supporters about last night's fiasco. If you want to comment on that also, you can press 1. I know I've got a few people out there that are my supporters, Mike from Wisconsin, Joe in Connecticut. I couldn't get Joe from Sebastian, Florida, and what I'm going to do right now while I got time before I start, if I can get some people here on the line. Okay, I see Merritt in Connecticut. You want to talk? That's great. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to try to connect Sebastian, Florida, and then hopefully we can get a few people here to address this subject that I brought up earlier on the platform. But real quick, I'm going to dial Joe, and I'm going to try to pass Joe in Sebastian, Florida. We'll see if we can get him on. And Joe and Meriden just hung up. Why, I don't know. And he's not answering. Joe and Sebastian, Florida, you see. I'll give you two more dial tones here, and then I'm going to hang up on you. All right, he's not answering. Okay. Hello? Joe? Joe in Sebastian, Florida, you there? Must have got his voicemail. Okay, I'll hang up on him. I'll go ahead and connect Joe and another Joe here in Meriden, Connecticut. Joe in Sebastian, Florida, you know, you want me to do this for you. You want me to pass you through. I'm getting messages from Mike. Pass you through, and you don't answer the damn phone. Now, I'm going to tell you like it is. I don't care if you get pissed off or not. I'm here trying to call you and connecting you and pass you through like you asked. And you don't answer the phone. Where are you? All right. Joe in Connecticut. Hey, how you doing?
Hello, fine fellows and confidants. You know, he probably doesn't hear the phone ringing either. So you gotta cut him some slack.
You know? Yeah, okay, I understand.
And you know, when you get to be that age, you don't 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock at night, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever.
Yeah, I understand. But anyway, I saw you were chatting with some people. I see a lot of chatters in the chat room there. What's going on? What's on your mind tonight? And, of course, address last night. Last night was absolutely disgusting. It really frustrated
me. I don't know.
But go ahead. What's on your mind?
We were just talking a little bit about Germany and England in the chat. And I don't know. You asked. It's 11. They're 5 hours ahead of us, so it's 11:20 p.m. there for them. And it's late at night, yeah, but sometimes that's the best time at night. Everyone else is in bed. Blog Talk's problem last night appeared to be centraled in Massachusetts. Now if they had any servers that were having issues as well, I don't know. But the problem was actually in Mass. And they're according to the internet records, they're located in, I believe it's Lakewood, New Jersey. Now, you told me at one time that you're calling into California.
That's right. I have my phone number for guests to call in is California. That's correct.
Yeah, so, you know, but that's just a regular call-in line. That could be routed anywhere. You know, they can't have everybody calling into one location, you know, because then that location would be overwhelmed. You know, but there's been a lot of talk, too, you know, about Hillary Clinton and her five servers and everything, and they're talking about five servers. Well, as long as we're talking about Blog Talk and the Internet, you know, if you're going to run your own server, you just don't run a server. According to protocol and policy, you have to have two name servers. So that's two right there. And now you have to have your email server. That's three. You have to have a DHCP server. That's four. And that's not even accounting another server to manage those other servers or the devices that she's going to use on the outside world. So five servers
you understand computers. I mean, maybe some people are ignorant on there. So what's a server? What are you talking about, server? What's a server?
Just a computer running the software to do the function that you want. And if you're going to do something important, like a secretary of state, and you're going to have an important job, first of all, you have to have two name servers. You don't have to, but that's the proper way to do it. But if you're going to run an email server, you know, you have to run an email server. You don't use it for games and cruising the web and all kinds of other nonsense. And so you don't put your you could put a DHCP server, which gives out your IP addresses on the email server and everything, especially in an environment like that where not much is going to be happening. But that wouldn't be the proper way to do it. So they say she has five servers. Well, that's very believable. It's believable that she had eight.
Who controls these servers, Joe? Who's in charge of these servers? Who?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Now you need another server or machine to manage those other servers. So someone has to be tunneling in there somehow, you know, with VPN or whatever to manage these things. So there's other people involved as well that maybe it's that guy that they questioned and he was doing it. I don't know. I really didn't follow it that much. I'm just trying to comment on the number of servers that they say she had.
Okay, but again, back to Blog Talk. So why would Blog Talk crash? I remember you and I had a conversation last night while it was crashed over the internet. And if Blog Talk, I mean, you're here. You are with thousands of customers that are paying you for a service that allows you to broadcast as a radio show host worldwide. How could this type of thing happen? Why? Why?
I don't know how Blog Talk has their stuff set up, and so I can't comment on that. What I can comment on is, like I said, the packets were being dropped in Massachusetts. The packets were eventually making it to their server IP address, but that means that the server was turned on, but there was no software on it running to give a reply. Now, they can't be running just one web server for everybody in the world. They have to have edge locations or a number of edge locations, if not around the United States, all over the world. I mean, do you think these hundreds of thousands of people an hour hitting eBay are hitting one server? No. They're all over the place because one machine cannot possibly handle all the requests.
This radio show, Joe. It's like this with this radio show. If I have so many people logging in, we've seen this show crash before. Why? Because the server cannot handle so many hits, correct?
Well, that may be true, may not be true. They could be limiting the. They know that each call in takes 253 kilobits of data for each caller. So if you're going to have 10 callers, you know, you got 2,500 or whatever kilobits, and so on and so forth, and they got it all figured out. So they may limit the amount of data that your show, you know, can hold, and therefore people can't call in, people can't get through, things stop working and all. So they could be doing it that way because there is equipment out there that's been out there for decades. Well, a decade and a half anyway, you can limit the bandwidth of any packet traversing your network. In other words, if you didn't want your children to watch videos on their computers, you could actually take the protocol that controls the video and turn it down to zero and deny it. It's sort of like they're setting up in all the routers now. You know, you've got quality of service you can set up and things like that to make sure some packets get through and some don't. So they're probably just limiting your account. They couldn't give you free range to everything.
Okay, okay. All right. So, again, my question is last night, why would a company this large, and I heard someone in the chat room, because I'm paying attention to the chat room because I don't know if actually I need to go back to the callers and see if I got anyone else who wants to chip in tonight. No one else has pressed one. We got a number of people on the line. They're listening. Anyway, back to the chat room. Someone said California was down. I don't know what they mean by California was down, because the entire country for Blog Talk Radio was down. So I don't get it. I'm not a computer expert, so I really don't understand, you know, how this all works and how this. All I know is I pay these people a monthly fee to have a radio show, and I bring in advertisers and sponsors and links to the program and hope to make a little profit, you know. But I do this basically as a community-based program where, you know, it's understanding the times in which we live in. That's the name of the program. And I try to allow everyone to have a voice around the world. And the show is rather large. We have a worldwide audience. And I was just frustrated last night why this should happen. Why and how could this could happen on such a company, on a large scale like Blog Talk Radio, a worldwide known company, how this could happen. You know, this isn't Joe next door or Fred next door who's running a tiny little radio show. This is a worldwide network here, you know, and I don't understand how something could happen like that. And I believe we're going to go to the conspiracy theory now. I believe it was Hillary's last night, the convention, and I believe that may have had something to do with it. They don't listen. Alternative media hate Hillary. We all know that, okay? And they don't want people talking about these issues. You've made statements like that yourself. They don't want us talking about certain issues. And maybe last night was going to be a very big night for Blog Talk Radio. I know my show had quite a following last night. So what do you think about that, Joe?
Well, I also understand that they shut off all the Twitter feeds and everything around that area, so no one could communicate. So you're absolutely correct, and I was getting there. But I also want to comment that what I'm talking about here, I haven't done any of this networking or computer stuff really for a decade. So my knowledge goes back a decade. So what they're doing today is really foreign to me. But the process is still the same, I guess. But I was getting there on what you said exactly, and I pay attention to that. And like I said, I also know that other networking components, that social media components, were turned off so people couldn't communicate.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're scared. The New World Order is scared. And that gets back to my local cases, too. I know there's a couple of people that may be listening tonight, CPS cases that I've been talking about. And, a couple of people I've been talking with on social media. And I want people to know next week I'm going to be on vacation. So there's not going to be any broadcast on Sunday. We may do an on-location broadcast on Thursday, but in a way that may be difficult because I like to communicate with my guests prior. So maybe we should just take the week off and then broadcast next Sunday. I think that would be the smartest thing to do. It's up to my supporters and listeners what they want, if they want to hear from me, or if I have a guest that has something important they want to share. We could do a show Thursday, but this Sunday I'll be on the road. We're traveling. I'm not going to say where, when, and how, but, due to all the wackos out there who threaten me and say they want to kill me and I'm a part of ISIS and I'm a scumbag and blah, 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 you know, we've all heard them. And you never know. Hey, we live in a crazy world today. There's a lot of psychos out there. And some people say, well, why do you criticize them then? Well, you know what? When I call somebody out who's a 21-year-old sitting in his parents' basement in his underwear, eating a bag of potato chips at 2 o'clock in the morning, looking at pornography all night, and he's calling into my radio show to harass me. You're damn right I'm going to call him out. You want to know why? Like I always say, I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by. Trust me, this is not a place you want to come. All right? But, again, I'm not going to let people know. I'm not going to be stupid and post everything on Facebook like a lot of other people do. You know, let's see, I cut my hair today. I'm going to Walmart at 3 o'clock. You know, people like to tell their every movement on Facebook. I don't do that. So Facebook is there as a social media network, and I like to educate people and communicate with people about important topics. Not take pictures of myself and say, hey, look at me. Look at me. Let's take a selfie, you know. That's not what I believe Facebook should be about. But that's another thing we could talk about in the future. But anyway, next week we will be on location, most likely on Thursday, in the state of Connecticut. I can give that information out. I don't know. It's up to my supporters, really. It's up to my supporters and what they think and what they got to say. And I've got two callers on the line right now. I just added two people that want to speak. And anyone else who wants to press the number one and get connected, you have to press the number one. And I know the other night, like I said, maybe these people want to address the subjects I brought up the other night that started a fire yesterday. Black Lives Matter, that was the platform I laid out. Are they a terrorist organization? Are they a terrorist group? I know I argued on social media with a lot of people about that. And like I said in the beginning of the program, they are funded by George Soros. George Soros is a New World Order advocate. He's a scumbag. He's evil. And he's funded wars and the murders of lots of different people and countries around the world today and yesterday. So if you want to accept money from that gentleman and then say, hey, we're a peaceful organization, and we're righteous, I'm sorry. When you take money from people like that, you are not. You are not. And like I and then one person said to me, like I said, to reiterate what I was saying, who cares where the money comes from? Well, that's not. How could you be a righteous individual and say who cares where the money came from? There's always strings attached. There's no way someone's going to donate millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to fund a group and not say, this is what I want you to do. Okay? There's just no way. Common sense. And are there good people in Black Lives Matter? Yeah. I believe there are good people out there who are sticking up for innocent black people out there who are discriminated against. But I'm going to tell you right now, the big bad white man isn't out there. The big bad police officer isn't out there. And they're all not meeting secretly at 3 o'clock in the morning to go gun down the crack dealer on the corner and plant drugs on him and murder him and to make a scene, okay? There's not, you know, I just don't understand where people get off. And I just don't get it. I just don't get it. What do you think, Joe, before I start getting to some other callers? What do you think?
Well, first... First of all, there's a comment about Soros in the chat room that I like to comment on, but also about your, excuse me, pictures on Facebook. Again, my
and
technology is
callers.
Old.
I will get to each caller. Excuse me, Joe, before you answer. All right, listen. I will get to everyone. I've got already a number of people that want to check in. You'll all be heard, I promise. Just be patient. Go ahead,
right.
Joe.
My technology is old, and I'm only going to assume that it's gotten better for the people who are doing this. But anybody who posts a picture anywhere with their smartphones on the internet, those pictures aren't just pictures. Those pictures contain your exact location where you took the photo, the aperture setting, the time, the date, geographical coordinates, and everything. So when you go on Facebook and the law enforcement goes on Facebook and they're looking for somebody, just grab a photo and find out where they took them. And then go there and start looking for them so they're very easy to find. Now, this gentleman, he said not only is Soros involved, but so was Obama. From what I've heard, there's going to be another round of Hillary's emails let go real soon. And then there's going to be another round. And then there's going to be another round. And the last round is going to include the White House. And it's supposed to be enormous on what is learned.
Okay,
from
well, you
emails.
Heard it first here tonight. Well, Joe, you gave us that breaking news. I haven't heard that. So we're going to document this, and maybe you're right. You know, we'll call you up on this in the future. When do you think this is going to be exposed, in your opinion, from what you heard?
Well, Obama's still in the White House, so it'd have to be before he leaves. So I think the enormous one I'm talking about is going to be before January. It's probably going to be our Christmas present, probably early in December. That's what I hear. That's all I know.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe, for checking in. Stay on the line or just mute. I'll mute you. You don't have to hang up, and you can always check back in.
I'll mute myself.
That's fine.
Thank you.
All right. The order of the calls, I've got several that want to check in. I have to go with the ones that are holding the longest. All right, so the first one is area code 203. The second one would be area code 610. The third would be, that's anonymous, and there's another anonymous. So you're fourth, the two anonymouses. So let me go with, I know who 203 is. That would be Dr. Ventura. I'm going to go ahead and pass you through right now. Are you there, Peter? Can you hear me? Maybe not.
I can hear you.
Dr. Ventura. All right, Dr. Ventura, how you doing? Thanks for checking in with us tonight. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me check in with you tonight. I'm glad you got me through. I know you have a lot of callers. I kind of got in after your intro, so I've kind of missed a little bit. I got the Soros thing and the Obama thing, and the other fellow there that called that said that we were going to get a Christmas present. That'd be nice.
How about the Black Lives Matters thing that I brought up? You may have missed that. You're from San Diego, California. You're across the country. You're farthest away from me that anyone else could be in the U.S. I'm here in North Carolina. You're in San Diego. What Black Lives Matter? What's your take? As being a doctor in theology and having a church out there in San Diego, what's your take on this organization? What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is, as a Christian man and a doctor of theology and a pastor of a church, I believe all lives matter. And I only know two races, those that are saved and those that are unsaved. I think that the problem that I have with the Black Lives Matter movement is that all lives matter. And I understand their point, and you know, that's it's just black fragility. That's what it's called. It's called black fragility. You're not able to have a real race relations conversation for the most part. And if you ask a black person if they are a racist, they'll tell you they don't see any difference between white and black, and that's part of black fragility. But at any rate, I think that they ought to start cleaning up their own backyard and get up to Chicago and show people that black lives do matter, because the gangs up there are black-on-black deaths are just phenomenal up there, just phenomenal. Never mind, you know, so listen, we know in all government there are good and there is evil. And the purpose of government was created to restrain sin of the ungodly man. A godly man doesn't need to be restrained. And so that's why we have laws. As to what lives matter, all lives matter. That's what matters, all lives. And listen, many white men are killed by cops, too. Less reporting on it. So,
Dr. Ventura, I pulled up the stats last night on that. I don't have them in front of me now. However, the majority of people killed by police are whites and Hispanics, then blacks. So, and I posed, that's what started this debate on social media, where why is the Black Lives Matter so more important than the Hispanics or whites? And maybe people disagree. And Dr. Ventura, I would just, if you could hang out with us, I'll get to one other caller real quick, and maybe they got a difference of opinion, so we'll see. And then I'll let you, maybe you have to go, and I'll let you just interrupt when you have to go. I know you're on the road traveling, and you got a lot going on right now, but I appreciate you checking in. I'm going to go ahead and get to area code 610, because I have a number of people on the line. Hopefully they're patching through right now. We got a bunch of people on the line, so okay, 610, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
This is Jamie Sepulveda.
Yes, how you doing?
How you doing? You told me to call in from your Facebook. My question to you was, even though that Serrano guy is funding Black Lives Matter, don't you think there is a cause for them to voice, raise their voices?
That's your question
and,
to me. Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you. Just ask your
question. I'll wait for you to answer that, and then I could add more to it, you know? It's like
Okay, yes. And like I told you on Facebook and like I tell everyone else on social media and Twitter, there was another individual this issue came up. I give everyone ample amount of time. Nobody will be cut off. And I don't censor people like other blog talk shows. But anyway, that's irrelevant. So you're through. You're on the line. So thanks for calling in. Hey, I respect you for calling in. I do. I know I disagree with you. I know that. And I'll answer your question. George Soros, like I explained, okay, his money comes with strings attached. If I'm going to donate $100 million to an organization, do you not think there's a string or an attachment to that where I want my agenda to be fulfilled? If I say, hey, Jamie, I'm going to give you $100 million to start up this organization called blah, 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 but you're going to do this and you're going to do that, and that's part of the conditions. I'm going to give you this money. Do you believe that that's noble? Do you believe that
depending on what the conditions are. Depending on what the conditions are, you know? I mean,
conditions are, Jamie. Jamie, I know what the conditions are because I know who George Soros is. I've researched the New World Order for the last 15 years. George Soros is an evil, evil individual who wants to destroy the black community in America. He wants to see a racial division.
You can't deal with the devil.
Jamie, go ahead.
Okay. But a lot of people are going out there, and they're not under George Soros' money. You understand? Like, the whole organization, they may not be part of that. They're just going out as representing the Black Lives Movement, but they're not part of it. I've seen that a lot, you know? Like, in New York City, there's a lot of, people who go, and they're not black part of the movement. I'm sorry, the delivery man just came in. But,
That's okay. That's a good point.
The organization per se. They're using it more as a statement, like, you know, yes, blacks are not the population that is getting most killed, but as them being a demographic of being small, a large part of their population is being killed. That's what the numbers are saying. You understand? So when we all talk about how we want unity or whatever, but when there's systematic oppression going on,
what systematic oppression?
Okay, the school to jail pipelines that we have. Okay, why schools aren't funded as other schools in certain neighborhoods?
Because the neighborhoods in the inner cities have to provide security for their schools, and all the money's going to security guards instead of books, because the students of that school are from broken homes.
No, I live in a middle class neighborhood. Okay, now they used to say the neighborhood used to be good here, but now it's a whole bunch of Hispanics and black kids and Arabics and stuff. Now the schools are crappy. Now, even though we own homes or whatever, the money isn't going to the only two high schools I have in my town. When this was a white neighborhood, the money used to go to the schools. But now that it's our people who moved to this town, we are not getting anything. And that's what we have to fight for.
Okay. All right, Jamie, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not like other shows. So just stay quiet just for 1 second. Joe, you live in a Mexican neighborhood and Puerto Rican neighborhood and African-American neighborhood. Tell me, what's it like living in that neighborhood, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you. I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for the people around here. The black people, the Hispanic people in this town, they're absolutely terrible. They come out at night, they'll circle your house, they'll look through every car as they walk up and down the street, and if they see something, they'll steal it. And when you confront them, and when you're a good human being and you take the picture off your camera in 8.5 by 11 format and take it to their front door and show them with the stolen merchandise in their hand, they will lie to your face and say, that's not me, that's not me. And this is constant around here. And you know what? It's the upbringing. It's the broken homes. They're out looking for trouble.
I don't live in that type of neighborhood. I don't live in that type of neighborhood. Like I said,
Jamie, I understand that. I'm not saying you, but we're addressing blacks, Hispanics, and the minorities tonight. And I'm saying Joe lives in a minority neighborhood. And he's telling you his experiences.
And it's the culture. We have Mexican people living here. They're very fine. They're very nice people. But you know what? They're noisier than hell, and they're inconsiderate because that's the way they are. And quite frankly, that's not the way we live here or the way we're supposed to live, but it's the way they live.
Well, you got to understand one thing, because I'm Puerto Rican. When we have a party, and if the Lord says, we can have it's the weekend. We're going to have a party and be loud. That's the way we are. You know?
Yeah, cool. That's understandable.
And it's loud. And
let Jamie finish, and then you can counteract. Joe, hang on.
All
right.
Yep.
Well,
Jamie,
you know,
are you done?
Some parties, we're playing drums. Go ahead.
No.
All right, Joe,
We're talking about apples and oranges here. That's what normal people do. That's what common sense people do. That's what moral people do. They have a party, and sometimes it gets a little bit out of hand, and the other neighbors look the other way. I'm talking about this happening every Saturday, every Sunday, throughout the week. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about something that happens once in a while. The things I'm talking about happen all the time.
All right, Joe, hang on, Jamie. Hang on. I know I got Dr. Ventura still on the line. I got Mike out in Wisconsin waiting, but I've got another individual that's been waiting too. So area code 760, I'm going to try to patch you through. Hang on, Jamie. You'll get another chance, okay? Take it easy. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm trying to – all right, 760, area code 760. Go ahead. You're unmuted.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. You're live on Blog Talk. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is Paco. I'm calling from Escondido, California.
Okay, thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to you guys, and I was just calling in because I'm Mexican, and I'm also I'm part of a ministry here down in San Diego, and I'm also, you know, I pay attention to what's going on in the, you know, in the country. I'm also a retired substance abuse counselor, gang prevention specialist here in San Diego, I just like to comment on the conversation. Like basically, you were talking about the Black Lives Matter. From my understanding on some research that I did, the gentleman that's the head of that organization is also part of the LGBT community. There's a lot of groups out there that are creating a lot of chaos, and they're getting funded exactly to create division in our communities and amongst ourselves. And one of the problems that's going on, like the gentleman was saying about, these kids that are robbing and stealing, across the board, this has been going on, since when I was working in high schools and junior highs in the 90s, where a lot of the kids that were getting in trouble were, from single-parent homes. But the problem is that our education has been demised and it's been taken over.
Jamie, you'll be allowed to comment back. Yeah.
I was just adding to him, and there's no jobs for them to go to.
All right, finish his point, Jamie, please. Let's have respect for the gentleman. Go ahead, sir, finish your point.
I think he left. Can I have the floor yielded?
No, he's still here. Is he still there? Sir, are you from San Diego? Are you still there?
Escondido.
I may have lost him. And that's why it's important that we allow each individual to finish their point before we interrupt. Well, wait a minute. He's reconnecting. Jamie, please.
Yes.
Listen, I want to hear you tonight, but I want each individual to finish their point. The gentleman just reconnected. Let them finish their point, and you can answer them. Okay?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I do
even.
Have to mute individuals. We have to have respect for each caller.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
I was just agreeing with him.
Okay. You can do that, though, when he's finished, because it disrupts the call. Okay?
All right.
Thank you. Sir, 760, you're back on the air. I got your back. Go ahead. Finish your point, sir.
Okay. Okay. Like I was saying, this ministry that I'm involved in, we help out the sick, the poor, the homeless, the widows, and all these people. And one of the things that we do once a week is we provide the homeless with food and things like that. And one of the things that I'm seeing a lot is that there's a large group of population that's out there that's homeless, from the age of about 16 to about 32 years old. And this group of population that's out there, in both sexes, are out there because their parents are kicking them out. They can't handle them. They're being rebellious. They don't follow the rules. They just want to party. They just want to they don't want to listen to authority.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of these things going on, and one of the problems that a lot of people are focusing on is that this very government, the one that's taking over. That it's not a government for a republic, because I remember, I was born and raised here in California, and I remember that in order for me to get from seventh grade to ninth grade, I had to pass a test where I had to learn everything about the Constitution, about the Supreme Court, about how the government runs. And that has been taken away from our education.
Yes,
history
you're absolutely correct.
Taken
yes,
away
sir,
from education.
You're absolutely
just,
correct. And,
so,
sir,
so
and sir, you're in San Diego.
Sir, hang on.
You're in San Diego. I actually have Dr. Ventura, who's from San Diego. He has a church. Hang on, everyone. Let the host speak first, and I'll get to you. Sir, you're in San Diego. I have Dr. Ventura, who's from San Diego, Imperial Beach area. He has a church. Maybe you two need to communicate and work together, because it sounds like you're on the same page he is. What do you think? And I'm going to pose this question to Dr. Ventura. Well, Dr. Ventura, are you listening to this gentleman?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm pleased to hear what he's saying, and he's absolutely correct. But, the root problem of that is we took the Bibles out of the school, and we took morality out of the schools, and we're teaching our children evolution, and we teach them we came from a slime pit. We're animals, so you grow up as an animal. It's okay to act like an animal, because when you die, you don't have any hope anyway. And so you killed a generation of hope through the government and the school system itself. The first thing they do when you go to prison is they hand you a Bible, because they want you to be a good boy. You understand? And I get that's what he's saying. And I have to sign off, but I agree with him 100%. And I think that the morality standards in the United States
tell them where
are
your church is, Peter. Peter, tell them where your church is. Maybe you two connect in the future,
Certainly. We're the Bible Believers Baptist Church of Imperial Beach, California. You can go out to our website. It's myibbc.net. Or you can call me personally if you'd like. I'll be back. I'm out of the state now. I'll be back on the 15th of August. You can reach me at 203-240. Yes,
240.
Area code 203-240-0377. And I would love to hear from you. I work with a lot of ex-cons and a lot of people, and I would certainly like to connect with you, and let's see what the Lord does.
Okay, that sounds great. Praise the Lord that I called, because I wasn't sure if I was going to call or not, because I've been following the Lord for 25 years, and my church over here has been using me as a watchman, because I the Lord gave me a vision a while back that I'm supposed to warn the church about what's taking place in our world, so we could have our the people awaken from all the lies and tell them the truth about what's taking place in the, not just in our country but the whole world, as you know, as a whole.
Well, amen to that, brother. I'm glad you two were able to connect. Hey, so, you know, that's great. That's great. That's great. I hope you two make friends out there in San Diego and work together with the ministry. And I know Jamie, Peter, you have to sign off. I understand. But I'm glad you two are able to connect. But I think Jamie wanted to respond to, I think she wanted to agree with you, sir. Another caller also. Hang on, I have another caller from the state of Wisconsin who wants to check in. Peter, if you have to sign off, I understand. Go ahead and hang up. I appreciate you, and I hope you and that gentleman, hey, if pastors can come together and churches can come together and you guys can work together on the West Coast there, it sounds like this gentleman is a Bible-believing individual who's out there to help the community, and that's what churches should be doing. That's what the church should be doing. So, Mike out in Wisconsin, real quick, Mike, I'm connecting, passing you through, and then I'll get back to Jamie because I know Jamie's waiting patiently. But go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead.
Mike, share your opinion tonight.
Hey, Dr. Ventura. Drive safe, and hope you're okay out there on the road. You know, we're all talking about this Black Lives Matter, and you know what? In my opinion, people know the difference between right and wrong, okay? And with this group, they're more racist toward us than ever. I mean, if we turned the situation around and we were standing up on the bed of a truck and said, all the black people go to the back of the line, you know, and this is what they did yesterday. And, you know, I just think their cause is nothing but, you know, I don't know what you want to call it. You want to call it the devil's work? Because I don't.
Well, Mike, you're an ex-dairy farmer. Mike, you're a former dairy farmer, and farming was the backbone of this country. It was a moral way to grow up, a family foundation. The American farmer out there, their families always grew up together. I don't believe really that you ever heard of a farmer, his son getting involved with a gang. You know, I mean, unless it was a gang of cows. But what I'm trying to say is most farmers grew up in a morally based foundation. And the gentleman from Area Code 760 brought that up. You know, the families out here are broken. They're broken down, and the government really is to blame for this. And I disagree with Jamie in a lot of areas, but I believe Jamie has a good heart, and I believe she's on the right track. She's just following the wrong track. And Mike, I'll let you finish your point, and then I want to get back to Jamie. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and not to get off the subject or anything, but, you know, we just had two conventions, you know, the Democratic and Republican. And, you know, if you're sitting there, if you're listening to this, it's like one is night and one is day. I mean, there's no way they could meet in the middle. I mean, they're about as far apart as you can get. And, you know, I just don't understand why we'd want four more years of the last eight, you know? And
yeah. No, I understand, Mike, what you're saying. And Hillary, I've gotten into debates with people on social media about Hillary. And, yeah, so that's where I want to bring Jamie in. And then I want to get to the gentleman. I don't know how much time he's willing to spend with us tonight, because I want him to promote his ministry on the show tonight before he hangs up. But, Jamie, go ahead. You've got some things to say, so go ahead. The floor is yours right now.
Yeah, I feel like whoever is chosen as president, Hillary or Trump, it's not going to be good for the minority minority communities. We already know.
And why is that, Jamie? Why? Why? We want to know why.
Hillary has done more to hurt the communities, the minority communities, than anyone. When she, you know,
Hillary had. What did you just say? Hang on, Jamie.
Hillary,
you said Hillary has been for the minority community more than anyone.
Has done more to hurt the minority.
I'm sorry.
With mass incarceration and the Family Child Act Title IV that she endorses, you know, before that's the stealing of the children. Before white children were getting stolen, it was natives and minority kids. And, you know, so, you know, people are arrested for minor drug and traffics. They're doing more time than violent crimes. And the children are being placed in care, and they're making money off of these children. The majority of children, when I was working in New York City, who are in the streets, are from CPS. They get taken once they age out. Jamie, can you call your father and see what he wants? I'm telling you to stop calling me. I'm sorry, my husband keeps calling me. I'm getting upset.
That's okay, Jamie. That's okay, Jamie. I understand, Jamie. Let me interrupt. Jamie, hang on. Let me cut.
They aged out. And they're homeless. They didn't help them. Hello?
All right, Jamie, let me ask you this question. I noted, I'm not saying you're a bad person. We've been debating on social media. And again, I want the gentleman, like I said, don't hang up. I want you to take a couple minutes and promote your ministry on the show. This show is archived, and we have a lot of people listening, and they archive the show. I've interviewed a lot of popular people on this program. I've interviewed the former president of Canada on this program. I always put that out there because that was a wonderful show we did where I had a prominent politician have the time to give me an interview. So, and I've only been on for a year and a half to 2 years, and the show is growing exponentially and very fast. Go ahead,
you know,
sir.
In the minority communities, there's a church on every other block. You know, those churches need to start taking pride in the communities and going out to the communities and start putting effort.
Well, wait
into...
a second, Jamie. Are these churches supposed to give a free handout to these people?
I'm not saying a free handout. I'm just saying, you know, there might be a single mother who's struggling, you know, teach her how to cook or something. You know, she needs babysitting. Help her out.
Hello.
Do for your
Hello.
Community,
Hello.
You know? Yeah.
Hello.
Let's get to the gentleman.
One of the things that we need to remember is that everybody, you know, that's listening, we are the church.
I'll get to the new caller. 713 just checked in out of 40 callers. Why that one popped up? I'll get to you next. Okay.
It's not the building. It's not the building that that should be doing all that we're talking about. Let me give you an example.
Yeah, because Jesus Christ did it.
One at a time. Jamie, let the gentleman speak. Let the gentleman speak, and you'll get another chance.
Please...
I got other callers, too.
Let me give you a short example. Just recently, I was at a parking lot getting ready to leave, and this homeless 80-year-old lady pushing a cart with all her belongings was walking by me. And I felt so sorry for her that I walked up to her and I handed her $20 so she could buy herself something. And that lady was so thankful, and she sat there and she talked to me for half an hour. And then she says, you know what? The money doesn't mean nothing to me. It was the simple fact that you are the first person in the last 3 weeks that took his time to talk to me and to listen to me. And now you're even blessing me with $20. And she says, all I wanted was somebody to sit down and talk to me because I don't even have that anymore. Can you imagine?
Exactly.
It's not about the money anymore.
That's
about
what
people,
it gives somebody hope.
Don't have the hope
it gives somebody
anymore.
Hope.
Correct.
It's about supporting somebody listening
to them. All right,
guys,
hang on. Jamie and sir, hang on. Before I allow you to promote your ministry on the program, and I do, I want you to do that. I want to get to another caller out of 50 that popped up first, so they might have been waiting a long time, or if not, they got lucky. I don't know. Area code 713. Go ahead, you're unmuted. Go ahead. Yes.
Hello, Joseph.
Oh, this is Sue. Sue, that's why you popped up. Sue?
Yeah.
We're having a very interesting.
They shut our show down last night.
I know they did, Sue. Sue, just be patient for a couple minutes and I'll get back to you. We're in a very important discussion right now tonight. I did a special show. I was wondering where the heck you were. But just stay quiet for a couple minutes and I'll get to you. Sir, area code 760. Sure. Promote your ministry, please. Allow everyone tonight to hear where you're from and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, the ministry is the church is at the Cross in Oceanside, California. That's 2112 El Camino Real. That's ELCAMINOREAL, El Camino Real, Oceanside, California, 92054. And we provide a ministry, you know, as a church, but we also help the homeless. We also have a recovery program to help, you know, help people out that are having some substance abuse problems, and as well as other, programs, you know, to assist the community, you know, because there's a lot of need out there right now. My name is Paco Corona.
That's great. Okay, thank you so much. And this show's archived. And by the way, sure. If you go back, if you have a Facebook or Twitter page, I give you permission to copy the link to the program and share it with whoever, wherever you want, okay?
I'm going to share it with everybody at my church.
Good. And I want to tell you something also. If people in your church have a problem or a story they want to share, contact me on the show. You see, I give everyone a voice. This show is about you. Without you, there is no show. I want to hear
you.
That's why the show is called. That's why the show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. Because we all need to understand what the hell is going on out there. We live in a crazy world, and if we're not going to help each other somehow, some way, we're doomed. We're doomed. We need to have an awakening. We have to have an awakening in this country. We know the good Lord's coming. We know. And I'm going to tell you right now, I rightly divide the word of God. And we've had biblical discussions, deep discussions on this show. Heated discussions.
Is this church?
Go ahead, Jamie. Go ahead, Jamie. You've been waiting patiently. Go ahead.
Does his church have a pastor, Egdean? Something like that?
The pastor's name is Pastor Adam Rojas. Let me give you a little story about Pastor Adam Rojas. Pastor Adam Rojas and his father in the late 1990s, his father was a criminal. Let's just say that way. And he committed a homicide, and he blamed his son, you know, which is the Pastor Adam Rojas. His son was prosecuted, and he was sentenced to life in prison in the state of California. And after 14 years of serving his life sentence in the year 2003, his father passed at his deathbed, confessed, and they reopened the case, and the state let him loose. And while he was in there, he started becoming a pastor, and that's how he's become a pastor, and that's what that's the church that he's running. His name is Pastor Adam Rojas.
That's great. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's cool.
All right. Real quick, before I go to Sue is a military vet, and she has a very important story to share. It may not pertain to the subject we've been talking about, but she's a military vet who had something bad happen to her, and we're going to have to – last night the show got canceled, and I really wanted to hear her story, and tonight we don't have enough time for her to tell her whole story. So it would really do an injustice to her But tonight we've had so many different callers call in tonight. And if there's anyone else, you need to press 1, or if anyone else wants to contribute. But we have a minister here on the line who has contributed tonight. He's a new caller, and he promoted his church, which is great. And sir, I want to always let you know, you said you're going to share it with your church. I'm going to let you know right now, we have a worldwide audience, and you're always welcome on this program to have a voice. If you have an announcement to make, or if you have a subject you want to address, you'll always be welcome. And those in the chat room, I know I invited a couple people who have CPS cases where their children have been taken away from them. And these are the hardest cases I address on this show, where mothers have lost their children wrongfully by this criminal government. And of course, we know there are bad people out there abusing children, of course. But you know what I always say, and to the minister out there, sir, what I say is that's the community. The community needs to get involved. If your next-door neighbor is abusing their son or their children, or they are in hard times and cannot provide, and the children are living in poverty, and they're not eating, and, you know, Thanksgiving comes around, and everyone's eating Thanksgiving dinner, and those children are over there hungry. It's up to the community to come together and provide for those, you know, who are less fortunate. And I believe that's what your missionary is about and what your church is about, what you said. You help the people, and like the people on drugs out there. Hey, look, everyone frowns upon the person out there on drugs. There's a lot of veterans out there who are hooked on drugs, who the VA got them hooked on drugs because they had their leg blown off or their arm blown off. Or you know what? Maybe a teenager grew up in a broken home and they started smoking pot. Next thing you know, they're hanging out on the corner. Their friend introduces them to heroin. And next thing you know, you got a full-blown needle-popping heroin addict. Is that an evil person? No. It's somebody who made a bad choice, you know, and it's up to the community. And like Jamie was talking about, the churches. Yeah, the churches can't save everybody. It's up to all of us to save each other. That's the key. It's not, you just can't, you know, a lot of people point their finger, the church, the government, you. Hey, how about looking in the mirror and pointing the finger at you? Because you are just as guilty as everyone else for allowing our community and our people in this country to suffer and our country to go downhill. You know, I know I'm talking on a lower level tonight, but sometimes, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, usually we talk about the upper echelons and the government and a lot of political issues that are in law and legal issues, you know, and I have done that in the past with my program. However, tonight we're talking to the people out there who are suffering, and I'm glad I had this minister call in tonight. That is very touching, and it really is. And before I start getting ready to wrap it up, everyone will have a last word, I promise. Because I have 16 minutes, and I'm going to give everyone a last word that has called in. Jamie, you
go,
first. How about that?
Yes, I have to go, but thank you, and I'll call in again, all right?
All right, Jamie, thank you for touching base with me tonight. Thank you. I respect you. Thank you. Mike, out in Wisconsin, you're next. Have a last word for tonight's show, and I'll go down the line. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Well, you know, I think the way you guys are talking is probably the best way to go. You know, if the cops try to come in and handle things like that, you know, they get discriminated against, or you know, or something traumatizing happens. If it comes from the church, I mean, it's a little bit easier, don't you think?
Well, the church, yes. And there's a lot of division, Mike, with the religion today. But like I said, we don't want to get into that right now and see a theological debate. So what I'm asking, Mike, is you just comment on the show tonight, and I'll get to the next two people that are waiting, and we'll wrap it up. How's that?
Okay. Well, I think it's been a great show. Dr. Ventura was here, and he's always a wonderful guest to have on your show. And Joe from Meriden, he always gives his two cents, and you know, that's great to have people like that to be on the show. They know a little bit more than the average person, and kind of look forward to them when they speak, because you know, you actually learn a little something. So, but your show.
Well, you're right, Mike.
Good.
You're Mike, and Mike, you're absolutely right. The show. See how we started with computers, and we ended up in the church, and then the inner cities of America, and we touched on everything in a way. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, I mean that's good. So, well, I'll say goodnight to everybody, and hopefully you're not going to be on Sunday night.
No, I'll take care of that, Mike. Yeah, we may broadcast on Thursday, Mike. I'll let everyone know. If not, we will definitely have a show next Sunday, okay? I'm losing time. Yes, oh, Lord, what's today? See, I get so screwed up with the days. I'm sorry, guys. Not this Sunday coming up, but the following Sunday, we'll have a live broadcast, and we'll do another open mic. How's that sound? Where everyone can call in, everyone will have a chance to contribute. And hey, maybe we learn something from each other tonight. Who knows? But I'm going to go ahead and go to my friend out here before I've got two more people. The others hung up. That's fine. Area code 706, my minister out there in San Diego. Hey, give a couple minutes. Wrap it up for us. How's that?
Okay. I just wanted to, let everybody know that these days there's a lot of blinders out there and that's been created by the government and also that it's just the system that we live under. You know, we've been oppressed, left and right, just like my water bill. You know, I spend $35 on just water bill, but all the added costs, I'm paying $120, and they're telling me that the next year is going to go up, along with the electricity.
Wow.
And everything else. You know, so the thing is, they're coming at us by taxes, by taking our education, by dividing us, by telling us that we're neither male or female, that the bathroom is no longer ours, that anybody can use it now. They divided us so much, and the thing is that people have lost touch of who we really are. We're a republic for the republic, and this country was meant for us. Not for a bunch of people to tell us how we're supposed to run our lives and oppress us and all those different things and what kind of education we should have and what kind of guy we're supposed to believe in or even if our ministers can say something or not. So all I'm saying is that we need to put all those things down and instead of protesting, have a manifestation of good, of God or whatever it is. But we need to, put all those things down and coming away to find out what is our neighbor doing. Does our neighbor need a babysitter, for a few hours so they can go to the store or do something? Maybe they have to go, to the pharmacy to buy some medicine for a loved one, and they can't leave because the kids are there. They have nobody to leave them to because they don't trust them. There's a lot of different ways that we can do something, but we choose not to. It's easier to put the blame and the responsibility on someone else. Well, all it takes is sometimes we only have to give a nickel. Just be nice to someone and open the door. Those simple things.
Hey,
are gone.
Hey, there
days.
You go, brother. That was awesome. That's awesome, brother. Listen, that's awesome what
Thank you
said
very much.
For real. That's awesome.
You
and you know what? You will always have a voice on this program. I offer it to a lot of people, and they never come back. Some people show back up after a while, but you know what? You have a missionary. You have a church out there. You know what? Give this program to your church. Tell them if they want to talk, they got a problem, You know what the title of this show is, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. We have pastors from all over the country that listen in. You heard one tonight, Dr. Peter Ventura. He's from actually your own. That was a blessing in disguise. He's from the same city you are from.
Yeah, I'm going to contact
that
him,
that was
too.
A blessing. Yeah,
yes, it was.
That was a blessing in disguise. That was awesome.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So God pulled you in to call in for some reason. And you know what? You're very well spoken, and you talk about the issues I'm addressing. This government is oppressing us. They're dividing us. They're destroying us. For what reason? We all know there's a new world order on the horizon, okay? But we can. What does God say in his good book? We can have an awakening here. It's up to us.
Mm-hmm.
What's God say? You know, we exalteth a nation that is righteous. We can become righteous again. So it's up to us. And if you don't mind hanging on, Sue, you've got 4 minutes. 4 minutes. We need to get you on for a whole hour in the future. But I apologize. That was my fault last time. But Sue, you got 4 minutes. Go ahead.
I'd like to say thank you to the pastor from San Diego for going out and helping others and being Christ-like. In the last few weeks, I've made contact with several different churches for various reasons and been told that they don't help people. So when I questioned about all of this money they raise in the name of Jesus Christ, then they say, well, we have bills to pay. Well, so does that person that has nothing. They're hungry. They need something to eat. And Scripture tells us that we are to help those that come to us and ask us for help. You give them what they need if you have it, and you get them on their way so they can get to where they're going. So I want to say thank you. And there should be more churches out there reaching out to help the homeless, to help the veterans in need, to help the single mothers. They need your help. The house of David needs your help. And when you say the house of David doesn't matter, you're saying God doesn't matter. Because God is of the house of David.
Amen.
Sue, amen. Thank you. And everyone else that contributed tonight, Mike, Joe, all the different people that contributed tonight. Wow. Great show. I didn't know where I was going. Hey, I don't broadcast on Fridays. Never.
Hey,
my days are Thursdays and Sundays. But I wanted to do a special night. And you know what? It's a blessing. I met someone from San Diego. I met a great gentleman from San Diego tonight. And a couple of people from social media took my challenge, and we may become friends after the things we talked about tonight. So you know what? God works in mysterious ways. Things happen for a reason, and we don't understand all the time why, what, where. But I'm going to tell you right now, thank you to all of you that tuned in tonight. And listen, the normal hours are Sundays and Thursdays. Now, this Sunday coming up, I'm traveling. There's no show, okay? There may not be a show on Thursday, but next Sunday will be another open mic. So mark it down on your calendar. Tell your friends. Tell a friend, like my uncle says. Tell a friend. Post it on Facebook. Well, I'm giving you look what we accomplished tonight. I'm giving you the floor to talk about you, talk about what's on your mind. Look, we had a minister call in from San Diego. He may have hooked up with Dr. Ventura. That's amazing. Those two may never have known each other, and they live in the same damn city. But yet, this program brought them together tonight. I hope they connect and they do good for their community. That would be awesome. And Peter is a friend of mine, and I'm going to make sure he pursues this gentleman, and Mike out in Wisconsin, Joe and Meredith, and of course Sue. We got to get her story told. But hey,
can I add
amen,
one more
everybody.
Thing,
God
Joseph?
Bless. One more thing, real quick. I got a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday, before the show was supposed to start, I was contacted and asked about the show I was going to be on. I refused to give the name of the show host because I felt something was not right with this question.
Really?
So they shut all of the radio blog shows down. So this message
wow.
is to those who shut the message down. You will not stop the word of God from coming out. You will not
no.
stop
truth about what you did to me and other veterans from coming out.
That's right. And Sue, there's a lot of people still listening. Sue, for those of you who don't know what Sue's talking about, she has a story that's going to blow your mind. I'm telling you right now, it's documented. This isn't some phony baloney out there. This Sue is a veteran. She has a story that's going to blow your mind, and the politicians don't want it told, okay? But we're going
to
trick them, Sue. Like I
we
said, God works in mysterious ways.
We have
that,
to have
that's
our
what
show
we need to
talking
do. Sue,
private.
That's
do
what
it
we need to do.
It.
You're out, Sue. I think that's what we need to do. That's why I'm very vague in my announcements. Also, I always say this basically the same thing. I never put a guest out in the front. You want to know why? Because like our gentleman out there in San Diego said, this government is trying to divide us. They're trying to shut us up. And they're keeping the pastors quiet, and they're trying to keep us quiet. But this show is blessed by God. And, Sue, I'm going to tell you right now, we'll get your story out there. You got my number. I'm not going to announce it. We can do this privately. We're going to get your story told, okay? That's why I didn't want to do it tonight, because we only had like 18 minutes left, and it wasn't enough time. I want your whole story told. I want to destroy the eugenics program of this government. I want to destroy it. I want to expose it. And Sue, I'm on your side, and I want all my supporters and listeners to pay attention. Sue has a very important story, so pay attention to this program, okay?
And thank
Sue,
you for
good
giving
night.
Me the...
And my new friend... Sue, go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry.
Thank you for giving me the opening to be able to come onto your show to speak to the people.
You're welcome, Sue. And to my new friend out there in San Diego, I hope I introduced you to a great friend out there in San Diego, Dr. Ventura. Yeah, God bless him. He's doing a great – he's working for the people. I love the good people that call into this program. We got to wrap it up. It's time to wrap it up. Good night, everybody. Take care.
God bless you all.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes to love your country you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong?
What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in